Seriously, why does Donald Trump have a revenge state? Is this the first time a former president has gone on a, quote, revenge tour after leaving office? Like, usually ex-presidents retire to a quiet life of paid speaking gigs and celebrity golf tournaments. I don't remember William Howard Taft going from town to town looking for anyone who didn't vote for him in 1912 so he could kick them in the Hey, you with the Woodrow Wilson button, I'm going to fight you. I just need to squeeze out of this bathtub first. By the way, Taft never got stuck in the White House bathtub. That's just a myth you learn in middle school for some reason. What a bummer to climb to the heights of the presidency, the most powerful position in the world, and all anyone remembers about you is a rumor some jerk made up about you getting stuck in a bathtub. That'd be like if instead of remembering Albert Einstein for his theory of relativity, all anyone knew about him was that one time he f***ed his pants at a Panera Bread. And that was today's dubious product placement for Panera Bread.
The Left Show is not intended for youngsters. It's not intended for the sensitive. It's certainly not intended for right-wingers. Use your own discretion. Awful sweary.
The network children ask for by name. The Defenestrate Media Network.
The world's greatest podcast network.
It's Monday in America, and you are listening to the world's greatest political podcast, J.M. Bell's The Left Show.
You know who the best-looking person sitting up there was? Who was it with the cowboy hat?
No, J.M. Bell.
J.M. Bell. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is.
He hosts a podcast.
Well, the queen is dead.
Oh, no.
Long live the king.
Yeah. Long live the king.
Long live the king. King Charles III. Now, as I recall from history,
yeah,
King Charles I was pretty bad.
He caused the British Civil War.
Yeah.
Basically, he wanted to incorporate Catholic things into the Anglican Church, and then he insisted that the newly formed Presbyterian Church do the same thing. And they were having none of it. So the Presbyterian was up in Scotland. And so they all put on their bonny blue bonnets, which were blue, you know, Tams. This is where they first started wearing them and went to battle against the British English forces until Cromwell, who'd had enough of this shit, came back from basically massacring every Catholic in Ireland, came back and had King Charles I beheaded.
Well, you got
to. He is the only British monarch to be beheaded by his own people.
Yeah.
Behead more people. I mean, monarchs.
It's fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a good time. And then King Charles II, not so great.
Charlie the first son, he fought a civil war. He basically picked up the civil war where his dad left off. But this time, he went to the Covenanters because he was a Stuart, and he said, "Look, I'm Scottish. Really? You can hear it in my accent. I'm Scottish. Come with me, and let's fight and get me the crown back." And they said, "All right, we'll do that." And so they put back on their blue bonnets and ran down to help him fight. And they got as far as Worcester, which is where the sauce is named for.
Yeah.
They got as far as Worcester.
Worcestershire?
Yeah, and it's spelled Worcester.
Worcestershire?
It's pronounced Worcester. Huh. And they got to Worcester, and that's where Cromwell's army showed up, and they lost.
Aww.
And fun personal fact, one of those young men, James McKinney, was captured,
made a
prisoner of war. Sold into indentured servitude in the colonies. And years later, one of his descendants would marry a Carter and become my ancestor, and then making him my ancestor. So, yeah, I have one of my ancestors was an indentured servant. Not as bad as, you know.
From a defeated Scottish army.
Right.
Okay.
Wow.
And then Charles II had to wait out Cromwell. He had to wait for the guy to die. And once he was dead, he got them to reinstate him as king. But Whoa. That's when because of all the things that his dad had done, that's when they implemented the constitutional monarchy and basically took away all the power the king had.
It's okay. You still get cars and horses and shit. It's good to be the king.
And he was a dilettante. He never produced an heir. He had many children, but he never produced an heir.
Did he behead them all?
No, they were all bastards.
Ah, farts.
And because of that, his brother had to take over as king, and his brother was pro-Catholic, which caused a whole other bunch of shit, and that's when they got the Stuart line off the throne and put in the Hanoverians, which is the current line.
Yeah, because Papists are bad.
Yeah.
Everybody was sick of their children being diddled, and they're like, no more Papists! We're Anglicans. Mm-hmm. We'll let the Anglicans diddle our children because somehow that's better.
Somehow it feels more like, you know, it feels more patriotic to let them do it.
Well, it's probably the less girly costumes.
Yeah.
Because the Anglican Church has costumes, but not like the Catholic Church does.
Not like the Catholic Church, no.
You know.
Yeah, but have you seen the Mormon garments from the temple?
I have.
Oh, yes.
Those are some good ones, too, with fig leaves.
And
silk fig leaves.
And green
fig leaves,
green aprons.
Those are fig leaves to represent that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Religion's just weird, and causes lots of problems.
All problems.
Pretty much,
except for the Russian problems. They cause those themselves.
I don't think my landlord being an asshole is a religious thing. But if he were religious, maybe if he were following Christ, he wouldn't be such a dick raising our fucking rent every month.
Yes, he would.
Every year.
They love money.
Money. I love gold.
I love gold.
So, Charles has been proclaimed king.
Boo. Mm-hmm.
William, Kate, Meghan Markle, and Harry have reunited and are acting as though they're all getting along.
I saw the body language. I dissected it.
It looked a little tense.
Yeah, they did not like each other still. And Prince William's still going bald. Just like, shave it, man.
Yeah.
Shave it at this time.
Yeah, he should just do this. He should just shave it off. No, but I always got the feeling that William and Harry, it's like William feels bad, but he didn't feel like he could do anything because of all the bullshit that royals have to deal with. And so,
There was a huge ass meeting before they could do this, like invite them over. Probably I saw a meme that said Prince Harry found out the queen died from a meme.
Jesus.
But it wasn't true, obviously. Maybe
no he got the phone call, you'd better come back and to say goodbye to
grandma.
She's
already dead, probably.
Yeah,
but
well, no, he got, I think he made it after she died, but he made it to Balmoral within by that day. So he got there. So at least the word got to him in Canada. You wouldn't think they would get to him that quick.
You don't think
they
went by boat.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want him there.
I'm sure he's pissed at William and William feels bad. And neither one is going to say sorry.
Well, it's because they're being an asshole to his hot wife.
Exactly.
I mean, that's really what it is.
Because she's biracial.
You've got all of these people in England right now that are like, no, I don't understand what they mean when they say that we're racist. We don't get it at all. But they did a poll of the popularity of folks around and surrounding the royal family, and she came in second to last. You know who's last?
Yeah. Beef eaters.
Andrew.
Oh.
Andrew.
Andrew. The child molester.
Oh,
the,
my God.
The child molester. Yeah, the Jeffrey Epstein's best customer.
Yeah.
So
I saw also a lot of TikToks interviewing people from the area, and they're like, how do you feel about the queen dying? And they're like, it's sad when anyone dies, but they should abolish the monarch and we don't care.
Yeah, I'm getting it from all over. I as an American who has absolutely no fucking skin in the game, think that holding on to the monarchy is okay. I think that she did for what she was. She was great. She didn't take any extra colonies.
Yeah.
You know, she gave some of them back.
But she didn't do great things either.
Sure. What can you do? It's a constitutional monarchy. They're not allowed to do great things.
I mean, she was still super racist.
Well.
And she didn't give any of the artifacts back that the British stole.
Well, no. I mean,
no.
They lost the fight. That's you get the baubles.
You get the baubles.
You get the baubles.
Yeah,
there, unless you they're know, pugs.
One thing that really disappointed me about Charles being made king is we don't talk about this much, but his charitable work to fight global warming has been enormous.
It's been good. He's done good work.
It's been talked about more in Britain, obviously, than it would be here, but he's done a lot of work. He's like the Al Gore for England.
I was going to ask if he was the Al Gore, but I don't think Al Gore would have defended his brother for diddling children.
Actually, did you catch it in his speech? That was a bit of a kiss off.
I didn't listen to him.
When he mentioned the, you know, Andrew just briefly, it was more of a, and that's the last time I'm talking to you and I'm talking about you ever again. That's cut off.
That's how Prince William will go when he makes king about Harry.
Yep.
Harry and his blackamoor.
His blackamoor.
Sorry, we are going away from the conversation.
I don't. I'm just saying, I don't understand what the big deal is between William and Harry. William's got a wicked hot wife.
So
Harry got
Harry.
Himself a wicked hot wife.
Yeah.
Everybody should just be happy. I don't really have a problem with Markle other than the fact that she just comes across as just a tiny bit whiny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then again, it's like, I'm a princess and everybody's a dick. I'd be a little whiny too.
I think the huge difference between them is William, like, really followed the rules of how you're supposed to act when you are an heir to the kingdom. Whereas Harry takes after his mother, who was like, fuck it, I'm going to be me. I'm going to do what I want. And no, like, obviously, they, like, the monarch did not love Diana.
No.
I think Harry takes after his biological father a little bit.
That redhead guy over there.
Yeah, the one that looks like both of the kids.
We took a DNA test in the 80s.
Yeah, back when they did.
70%.
When they did DNA tests with crayons.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
It's like, just lie to him. Just lie.
They did a thing recently that showed some of, you know, the guys that she was after her... late after her biography came out, not a few years ago, it was like the same time that second season or third season of The Crown came out, and she'd had these lovers, and one of them was this redheaded football player or rugby player, one of the two, and he looks like Harry. I mean, Harry looks like him. And I'm like,
yeah, I saw that too. Like, you really did, though. I listened to a whole, like, podcast. I don't remember what it's called, but they did, like, a huge series on Princess Diana. And it's just, there was a lot.
That
woman, man, she went through a lot.
And what little comfort she could take in, you know,
footballers
that she could get to come over to the mansion without being shot. She took it and you know, they had a...
I would take it, too. If Charles was my husband, I'd be banging footballers left and right.
Well, not to mention, Charles was dating her sister before her.
Yeah.
And it's like,
and was
then
banging
she was
Camilla
teenage.
On the side.
Good for them, though, that they finally got together. But publicly.
Officially.
Yeah, but like she was a teenager, like a young teenager. But okay, like she's the bad guy. Not to like most people. She's the bad guy at that point.
All right. Okay.
Sorry.
That's it for Royal Talk. We got other shit to talk about.
We have devolved into Royal Talk like we were at a pub in England.
Or like we were on MSNBC. One of the two.
Exactly.
Because I don't know if you guys remember or not, because apparently I'm not done with Royal Talk. When Diana died, MSNBC was 24/7 Diana. And it turned into like a 2 or 3 year thing where I just started calling them the dead celebrity news channel. Because every time somebody famous died, they dropped all news and just focused completely on it. And so as it transitioned over the last couple of days to the fact that half of the staff for MSNBC is in fucking London now, you know, and they're like, what kind of a thing was it? What does it show for the leadership of what's his name? Charles, because they're facing a recession right now. And I'm like, the guys had the job for 5 fucking minutes. He's not allowed to change anything. He's not even allowed to have a fucking opinion. And you guys are blaming him for the recession already? Are you shitting me? It's not his fault. Yeah. It's Boris Johnson's fucking fault. Jesus.
I didn't get that. That reminds me. I didn't get to finish my point about his work for.
You didn't?
For his work on global warming.
Yeah.
He can't do that anymore.
Nope.
Because he's king.
He didn't even want to be king.
He doesn't get to do that. Yeah.
He didn't want this job. He's like living his 70s. He's like, fuck yeah, I still don't have to have a job. And then he's like, fuck, I already said I didn't want this job. I wanted it to be passed on to the kid.
I think what you're going to see is
booze.
Like the CEO and chairman of the board relationship. I think you're going to see William shoved out front. And I think he'll be happy with that, you know, because this is the way he talks. And when you talk like this, you're usually out there doing something out in front.
Yes.
Like those little Muppets in Sesame Street.
But my favorite thing of the last couple of days is when he has to sign all that fucking paperwork out in front of everybody. And they put him at this teeny tiny little desk.
Yes.
And then they filled it with doodads and other gugas. And he's over here going, would you get this shit off the desk? Could you get it off the fucking desk?
I wish it would have been a bunch of corgi ceramic dolls.
Yeah, that was the other thing. Is somebody
who's
going to
take care of her corgis?
You can hear the scratching from the inside of the coffin of corgis desperate to escape.
I will adopt those abandoned corgis.
She's got two corgis. It's four dogs total, and one is a I can't remember what the third one is, and then the other one is a cocker spaniel. So, but there's only two corgis right now. But still, when she did the thing with Paddington Bear, which is fucking adorable, and when she did the thing with James Bond, you know, both times, and the corgis were there. I just loved it. I love corgis are the clown prince of dogs.
They got a little cute heart butt.
Yep.
I have a queen and corgi salt and pepper shaker from the last time I was there. Because I thought it was cute.
That was probably the two cartoons that broke my heart the most this last week was there was one of the queen walking away with Paddington holding her hand. And there was some caption about, don't worry, we'll take care of you. And there was a corgi following with that like walked through some banners or something. And they were wrapped around its tail as it was walking away. And it was just like, oh. And then the next one was a picture of the corgi on a leash, but the leash is on the ground now. And it's looking back like, where are you? And I was like, okay.
Greyfriars Bobby.
It's over a damn cartoon.
It's just like Greyfriars Bobby.
Yep. It really was.
I shit you
Let's
not.
Let's get out of the English.
We got 4 minutes to finish four articles.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Number one from the Cleveland Plain Dealer. We reject the free speech trampling rules set by J.D. Vance and Ron DeSantis for covering their rally. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, a likely presidential candidate in 2024, scheduled a trip to Ohio last week to stump for Senate candidate J.D. Vance. And the reporters were not there because of ridiculous restrictions that DeSantis and Vance placed on everyone covering the event.
Like Utah's been doing.
Yeah. So what they did was is they put a... Instead of a picture of the event, they've got the placeholder blank.
Yes.
The gray box with the X through it.
Right. And a caption that says pictured above. I love that part.
Not pictured here.
not pictured here.
Hey, they don't want consequences from their free speech.
Yeah.
That's it.
So
that's all. They want to say freaky shit like Trump did, but not get hung out to dry for it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Think about what they're doing here. They were staging an event to rally people to vote for Vance while instituting the kinds of policies you'd see in a fascist regime. A wannabe U.S. senator and a wannabe president.
Yep.
Has anybody looked at Ron DeSantis' house for extra boxes of Trump shit?
Wouldn't surprise me. Like, in fact, it's one of the articles that I threw aside to this week because I just have had enough of it right now. But they've got video of him, of Trump moving more boxes onto a private plane that went to his Scottish estate. So
the Scots won't like him.
No, they really don't.
I've got some friends there. We'll stage a break-in.
That'd be something. We could find out about, what was it, Macron having a sex life?
Nobody has that.
He's French.
Yep.
If he didn't have one, that would be weird.
That would be odd.
Yes.
All right, hang on a sec. I got a little Joe Biden. I got a little dark Brandon for you here.
Yes. Republican. Not a single one, House or Senate, voted for that legislation. We also passed once-in-a-generation investment in our nation's roads, highways, bridges, railroads, ports, airports, water system, high-speed internet. We got a little help from Republicans, but not a lot, but enough to get it passed. But the truth is, there are a lot more Republicans taking credit for that bill than we actually voted for it. I see them out there, and now we're going to build this new bridge here. We're all for it. And by the way, this new road, and we're going to have an internet. There's going to be all... I love them, man. They ain't got no shame. They don't have any shame.
I love the man was my grandma's version of bless their hearts.
Yep.
Which is normal. You fuck off. I hate you.
I just want to say that his Mitch McConnell is almost as good as mine. That was really good.
It was really good. But
that
that's
was a really good Mitch McConnell.
That's because they're both 700 years old.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's had to put up with Mitch's ass for a lot longer than any of us really have. So, yeah.
All right. Look, we're up against the first break. I'm going to carry at least one of these over. The only one that I just kind of wanted to touch on because it cracks me up
is Sarah
Palin trying to whine about ranked choice voting.
Well, I can see Russia.
Yeah. Not actually understanding how it works.
Right.
And trying to sound like it does.
Her face, though, in that picture.
I lost, so it must be fraud.
Yep. She just looks stretched. She just... Yep. Do you remember the Doctor Who episode with Rose? I think it was the second one.
Yep.
And
the woman who was stretched out. Yeah.
The last human was nothing but a face stuck to skin,
yes,
stretched out.
Yes.
Moist me. That's what she looks like. All right, look, we'll be back in just a minute with more. We'll be right back.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, folks, Jeff here.
And JC here.
Oh, and Taylor.
I want to talk to you about Patreon. Patreon is how, for the most part, we are paying the bills around here.
Come on, help us pay some bills.
It's important. These shows cost money to both make and distribute, and we don't ask for money very often. And what we're asking for here is you, as a listener, pitching in $5, $10 a month, you know, over the course of the year to help us grow and get bigger. We need it now. More than ever.
But look, you're not just throwing us money. We're going to give you something really unique for your money. Normally, everything you get from us is free. You get a free download of our podcast, The Left Show, the world's greatest podcast, comic book podcast, and of course...
The truck stop visits.
Yeah, the trucks. And instead, we're going to give you exclusive content. Stuff that we record separately that is then put out for only you to listen to.
Yeah, and our exclusive content, you get more as a Patreon member of our family than you do anywhere else. So go to the website for your favorite of the Defend Media families, whether that be theleftshow.com, worldsgreatestpodcast.com. Click on the Patreon button, become a part of the family, and start getting the cool shit nobody else is getting.
You know you want it. You know you do.
Just do it.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Thank you. So the Biden administration has, frankly, and I'm not saying this in a derogatory way, I'm actually saying this in a congratulatory way, a leather daddy as the health doctor to talk about the monkeypox.
Nah.
Yeah. And the folks over at Daily Caller got bent out of shape. The picture that they used is him at a parade, a pride parade,
yeah,
wearing a Let's Stop HIV Together shirt. Mm-hmm. There's another picture that that was used with him in a restraint harness, a 12-point restraint harness, leather harness,
right,
wearing leather pants.
Rawr.
And a fluffy white shirt.
Damn.
And I'm just like, well, yeah, that's actually, I'm fine with that. Anyway, his name is Dimitri Daskalakis. Has a long history of working to treat infectious diseases in the gay community to help lead the White House's National Monkeypox Response Group. Because while we know that it is not a gay thing, it is hitting that community especially hard right now.
They are disproportionately affected by it.
Yeah. It'll get there. We'll all have it soon.
It'll spread around. But yeah. No, they are disproportionately affected by it. And to have a member of their community, I don't care what his kink is, a member of their community who has fought hard to against all kinds of gay disease, yes, let's... Please.
Prior to serving in the White House, Daskalakis was the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Division of HIV Prevention. According to the statement, he also led the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene's infectious disease efforts and developed clinical practice focused on serving the neglected LGBT communities. Over the course of his career, he's deployed some unorthodox tactics to serve that demographic. Operated an HIV and hepatitis screening clinic out of a small office inside a Manhattan S&M club called Paddles, where men could pay $40 to party without their coats or clothes. According to The Atlantic, he dressed up in drag to administer meningitis vaccines at sex clubs and bathhouses during an outbreak in New York City. In an interview with The Atlantic, he claims to have learned his bedside manner from East Village drag queens. I love this guy.
This guy's awesome.
He is absolutely awesome.
Trying to help people and be normal.
You want to put just on a support. Dress to give me a shot?
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Do it.
I get it.
I'd probably be more willing to do it if he was doing it anyway.
Yeah. All right, I got a headline that I started to read and I got a little excited about. And then by the end of the headline, I was like, yeah, that's pretty fucking normal. Amazon CEO has no plans to order the corporate office staff back to the office. Hey.
Hey.
All right, buddy.
That's weird. He is not going to be the CEO for much longer.
Yeah, no, he will be, because then he said that paying $25 an hour to rank and file workers is just too high.
Oh, well, fuck him.
Yep.
You don't have to do something good and do something bad to, like, equal it out.
You do to keep Jeff Bezos happy.
Bald motherfucker.
Yep. Yep. So anyway, this guy's name is Andy Jazzy.
Jazz hands.
You'd think he'd be the leather kink, right?
I was going to say that. Be the leather kink, yeah.
No, this guy enjoys pegging. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Nah.
No, but
I actually, with a name like Jazzy, he's not the leather king. He's more of the, you know, sparkle
pony, you
know, sparkle and glitter king. Yeah,
that's fair. That's fair.
There's a lot of LeMay, you know.
So, surveillance titan Peter Thiel has invested millions of dollars in a new anti-feminist menstrual tracking app.
Mm-mm.
It's a pretty suspicious time to start a menstrual cycle tracking app, with Roe versus Wade reversed and a new study revealing that such apps tend to leak people's data.
Mm-hmm.
Nonetheless, Evie conservative women's magazine that insists women shouldn't exercise like men, maligns birth control as unsafe, and has argued that feminism is a grift that's ruined women's lives, has entered the chat. Last week, Evie announced the launch of 28, an eyebrow, oh, I see what they did there, an eyebrow-raising so-called nice. Femtech company that, okay, can I put a pin in this real quick?
Yeah.
Femtech. I'd buy sex
Wait
toys
a
from a company called Femtech.
I thought she hated feminism.
Femtech. Well, this is like the Blue Skies initiative.
We let you have your period and remember it, too.
Yeah.
I just want to go back to this anti-feminist Evie magazine. It sounds like...
It's church.
I really think it's going to be like what we discovered with Victoria's Secret, that it was founded by a dude. You know, and that's been kind of a news... That's been in the news cycle lately.
What?
And,
no.
Yeah.
What? I'm so shocked.
And then this will be the same thing. You'll find out it was funded by some, conservative Christian group.
It is.
Dudes. Yeah, all dudes.
Bunch of dicks sitting around talking about how they don't like muscular ladies.
They don't have... They have never had sex when anybody is on their period. They will not... Their wives are just in another room at that point.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Covered in shame in a dark room with the curtains drawn. Mm-hmm. I've had.
There is nothing like I would just never trust this. Yeah. I feel bad that I use a tracking app on my phone. I use the health one, but I legit cannot remember when it's going to start or when it comes. And then I act like a fucking psycho for a week. And then I'm like, it comes. And I'm like,
Oops.
My bad. Well, I should remember this.
That's that moment. Oh, that explains.
And then I'm like, I'm on the apology tour, but also,
you're always in that one step in the 12-step process once a month, right?
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, exactly. But like, I have the convenience of vasectomy, so like, not
here's
me.
The
Audie.
Thing with the you have to check with what level your health app.
It records my running and my period.
Right.
Just going to throw this out. I ran a half yesterday.
How protected your data is, because like we found that they can subpoena social media to get things that can be incriminating.
Sure, subpoena. He's just not fucking handing over.
But when it comes to this one, this anti-feminist menstrual tracking app, you know that one's just going to give it up.
And they're not even, they don't have to do anything because all these women that are going to download it are not going to read the terms and conditions because nobody does.
Nobody does.
So,
sorry, go along.
So, hold on. I'm putting a pin in all of it now.
Yes, we're done.
We all just waffle stomped my femtech joke, and that's fine. That's fine.
Sorry.
But somebody on this show ran half a marathon yesterday.
It was me.
I ran a half marathon
yesterday in Big Cottonwood Canyon, so it was mostly downhill.
I have the feeling like I did for all the work I did yesterday, but I didn't run anywhere.
I slept 3 hours the night before because I couldn't fall asleep. I took 6 melatonin.
To try and get down?
Yep, I could not do it. I woke up at 3 a.m. to get ready, started at 6:45. We had to get there on the bus way before then, and then I ran 13.1 miles, and I ran for 9.5 of it, and then I'm like, fuck this, there's a lot of uphill after this, I'm not gonna do it, that's stupid. And then I overestimated how much the distance between almost 13 miles and that point one. But like, I was almost to that 13 mile mark, and I'm like, well, everybody's standing at the finish line, so I've got to finish this, like, maybe 0.2 miles running. That's when it happened. That's when I'm like, I fucking do this every time, and I hate it every time. They're not near me. I could have waited.
Yeah.
But I had to finish because they were all watching. But then I passed, like, I got it, got my medal, walked out of the do not enter part. You can't re-enter. And then I took off my sports bra right next to the family that was all wearing BYU shirts.
Nice.
Because there is no way I was going to continue wearing a fucking bra.
I miss
after
all,
13 miles.
All the fun stuff.
Yep.
Anyways, my legs hurt.
I'm sure.
Anyway, Femtech.
Femtech company will give women personalized advice about fitness and nutrition that aligns with their self-reported menstrual cycle. And on Monday, Vice reported that billionaire venture capitalist Peter Thiel invested $3.2 million into it. As a quick refresher, Thiel's more recent investments have included pouring tens of millions into Trump-backed far-right political candidates. So when a guy like this throws money at a period tracking app, you better know that it's going right to Greg Abbott's fucking desk.
Also, he's probably the one that's on the head of the board. He's probably the one that's like, let's fucking do this. Let's rage. Call it something stupid.
Anyway, 28's privacy policy explicitly states that it will turn over user data collected by the app to police in response to a court order, law, or legal process. Eevee's announcement of 28, which says that its software relies on user input in order to track their cycle, and that data is then stored and moved behind secure storage methods and transfer protocols. Yeah, I'm not believing it. That's what? So it's going to be stored in a fucking basement room in Mar-a-Lago?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is?
That's basically
only
it,
if it's nicely put in a drawer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not all out on the floor, which still is the dumbest fucking argument. I still can't. I saw Eric,
the vampire.
Yeah, on the TV the other day, talking about the fact that they really want us to believe that my father's a slob, and it's like, we already do. We've seen him eat, idiot.
That man doesn't clean. Like, nobody believes. Like, how is he? If he didn't have a maid, if he didn't have house cleaners, like, he would have to leave because it's so disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like a teenager's car.
Yes. Yes.
Anyway.
I remember I had to. Never mind. Dumb story. So Chris Wallace. You guys remember Chris Wallace?
I do.
Used to be on the Fox News. Now he's over on the CNN.
Which is the same thing now.
Yeah. Sort of. Except far, far, far less viewers. He had some stuff to say about Republicans. Or like earlier that Joe was talking about taking credit for bills they didn't sign, bills they didn't vote for, and he's having an argument with one of the CNN hosts. So let's listen to that for just a minute.
Do you think that's fair when they, I mean, maybe it's not fair, but part of the argument that some lawmakers will make is, I didn't support the entire bill. I can support some of what's in it, even if I didn't vote for it. Is that tying
themselves
into it?
Does it pass the smell test? Well,
yes,
no, because what they're basically saying is, I don't support all of that federal spending. However, this project in my district is so great that I would have voted just for that. I mean, you know, look, it's politics.
He sounded like he said fuck.
I know. And I deep down inside, he probably
did. He 100. He's done.
Yeah.
Also, why is the fourth screen just a garden?
That's in England.
Oh, my God.
King Charles arrives in London to address the world, it says.
Yep.
Said fuck.
I think he did too. So talking about the court's legitimacy, our favorite ex-senator Al Franken also had something to say.
Your mind when they wouldn't take up Merrick Garland, and you'll remember that McConnell said it was because it was during an election year, and you remember Lindsey Graham pledging that if a vacancy came open during election year in 20, that he wouldn't vote for, they wouldn't take up a nominee. They've stolen two seats. The one that Merrick Garland wasn't given a hearing for, and the one that Coney Barrett was, where she was seated a week before the election. Mm-hmm. That destroyed the legitimacy of the court.
Alice, what do you think? Did Chief Justice Roberts sort of, I mean, he sort of ignored some of what Al is talking about there, and that there is, I mean, a tremendous amount of controversy as to how this court got tilted in the direction of the far right.
Just to throw a little accuracy in some of what Al said there. Look, the Merrick Garland was held up because we had a divided government. We had a Democrat in the
Bullshit.
White House.
We still
Republicans
have a divided
control
government.
That's not what McConnell said.
But that's the way historically this has been when you're in.
Oh, bullshit.
Listen.
Yep.
What about all those people that it's illegitimate also because they committed perjury. They all said they did. They wouldn't do something. They did it anyway.
So the voice of the lady that you heard was Alice Stewart.
Yeah, her eyebrows suck.
Yeah, they
really
do.
Let's go on.
Alice Stewart is former campaign communications director for Ted Cruz, Mike Huckabee, mm-hmm. Rick Santorum, Michelle Bachmann, and has been a surrogate for the Republican National Committee.
She should be embarrassed.
She really should be.
She should be, but she's a master spin doctor, so she just doesn't give a fuck.
That's embarrassing.
Yep.
But she probably...
Her whole life is being a spin doctor, and she gets paid by Republicans to be their spin doctor, so...
Raphael is when she should have been embarrassed.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. So, COVID-19 data on Native Americans is, quote, a national disgrace, end quote. Abigail Echohawk is working around the clock to close discriminatory data gaps. She can't even count how many times she's been called a troublemaker. It's happened at conferences, workshops, and even after she testified before Congress. All places she has advocated for the full and ethical inclusion of American Indians and Alaska Natives in public health data. I didn't used to know what to say, she says. Now my answer is I'm calling for justice. Is calling for justice making trouble? As the director of the Urban Indian Health Institute and the chief research officer for the Seattle Indian Health Board, Echohawk has been working for years with indigenous people, mostly in cities and across the United States, to collect data about their communities. She's also advised the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, National Institutes of Health, many universities on best practices for analyzing data about American Indian and Alaskan Native communities. Now the COVID-19 pandemic has given Echohawk's work even more urgency. The virus has taken a disproportionate toll on many indigenous communities in the United States, but its full impact is unclear because of problems Echohawk has long fought to correct, including racial misclassification and the exclusion of indigenous communities from data sets and analysis used to make health policy decisions. Abigail has highlighted the inadequacy of the restricted access to the delays in receiving data about how COVID-19 is affecting indigenous people in the United States, says Spiro Manson, director of the Centers for American Indian and Alaska Native Health at the Colorado School of Public Health. That is a title.
Yes.
Who is Pembina Chippewa. But it all builds on her prior work. Echohawk is a citizen of the Pawnee Nation of Oklahoma, grew up in rural Alaska. She credits her interest in public health to the values she saw modeled by the leaders and the members of her tribal communities. Quote, they think about the health and well-being of an entire community in a very holistic way, end quote. But she's not wrong.
No.
She's absolutely not wrong. I mean, we watched it here, you know. With the First Peoples tribes being decimated by COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about First Nation folks,
mm-hmm.
and one of the examples that I go back to are the ghost shoots out in Skull Valley, mm-hmm. right? So desperate because they can't have anything because they're surrounded by a state that denies them access to anything at all. So fucking desperate are they for something to happen to move a little money into their community that they were going to store nuclear waste out in the open on pallets with tarps on top just to try and get some fucking money into their community. Whereas we're sitting out here now, I'm broke as smoke. I don't do that. But if some of my tax money went to improving conditions out in the Skull Valley Reservation, I'd be fucking delighted. I'd be absolutely fucking delighted, as opposed to maybe, mm-hmm. oh, I don't know, doing more work to turn Bangor Highway into a fucking freeway, which it was expressly put into the law that paid for it, that they don't do that.
Yep.
Did you see that North Dakota, their university has been storing artifacts and bodies?
Oh, great.
In a way that doesn't constitute the law that they made, like the deal that they made in that area.
I didn't see it, but it certainly doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. I think that we should be allowed to put our taxes where we want.
Like ranked that's choice exactly voting.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go, yeah. I want this and I want that.
I would definitely help these people over any freeway, most of the people in Utah.
Yeah. All right. On that one, we're going to take a break. When we get back on the other side, we got some more news.
week on the world's greatest comic book podcast. We remember Marcia Hunt and Peter Straub. New York Comic Con will require attendees to wear masks.
I was born in the darkness, Batman.
Keanu Reeves will come to your wedding.
I'm sending him an invite if I ever get married again.
Moving pictures, Marvel movies and series were announced at D23. Ezra Miller's The Flash is undergoing massive rewrites.
Third round.
You can now get immersed in Star Trek. Comics, IDW is launching a new era in Star Trek comics.
It's got Star Trek.
Dr. Doom will try to erase Marvel's history. Jim Lee and Jeff Loeb reunite. We review three new Star Trek comics. What's the Furthest Place from Here? Love Everlasting, Captain Marvel, and Amazing Fantasy number 1000. All this in Star Trek Day. Facefront True Believers, it's the world's greatest comic book podcast. Available Tuesdays on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and thecomicbookpodcast.com.
Basically, Dr. Doom got a side of David Hasselhoff's Nick Fury of S.H.I.E.L.D. and is like, fuck it! It's all gotta go! Latveria! Forever!
For some reason, you are still listening to The Left Show. All right, then. Here's some more of that. I suppose.
Former President Donald Trump can be seen boarding a plane along with a parade of groaningly heavy file boxes in a resurfaced video that was taken 3 days after the federal government contacted Trump about missing documents. He's currently under multiple investigations that could result in criminal charges, including Justice Department probes into his mishandling of classified information under the Espionage Act, and his conduct surrounding the January 6th insurrection, and a Fulton County probe of election interference.
Bring back beheadings.
Totally. Totally. But it's the documents seized during the FBI search of Mar-a-Lago that have dominated news coverage since the raid. Concerns have continued to mount with every bombshell revelation, like the court filing that showed that the evidence seized from Mar-a-Lago contained 43... empty folders with classified banners, and a total of 48 empty folders with classified markings. What did you say earlier? Farts?
Oh, farts.
Oh, farts.
Sorry, I don't know why I've been saying that lately.
I don't know, but it cracks me up. Another report said the nuclear secrets of an unidentified country were among the seized documents. On Saturday morning, Midas Touch posted an intriguing video from last year writing, "Video from May 8th, 2021 shows Trump boarding a jet from Florida to Bedminster with multiple boxes bearing a strong resemblance to boxes of top secret materials found at Mar-a-Lago. On May 6th, NARA had contacted Trump's team saying documents were missing and may be at Mar-a-Lago."
I don't want to make light of this situation.
No.
But I make, in my head, these boxes are brown and white and black, and they just have that flimsy little lid on them.
Yeah.
Is that what they look like?
Yeah, hang on. They'll show in the video.
Oh, my God. Why is he so dumb looking?
Look at where they are. They just come out here and parade through.
Yep, those are the boxes.
There they are. They're bank boxes.
I also would like to make a
There's some more.
Motion to KSL it, where we stop calling him former president, because they don't call Barack Obama by former president.
They just call him Barack Obama.
Yes, they do.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Anyway. Or they should call him not president.
Not
Donald Trump.
Actually,
not president.
Twice impeached.
Twice
president
impeached
Donald Trump.
Even better, disgraced president. Disgraced former president.
Disgraced. Twice impeached.
Yes. Twice impeached former president Donald Trump. Yes.
Anyway.
So there's a lot of Trump news in the world right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys are aware of that.
I'm watching the Ukraine stuff.
One of them is he decided to try and sue Hillary Clinton. Now, remember, right before the last, before the 2016 election, fucking James fucking Comey, that lurpy motherfucker, pops up out of nowhere, throws out a press release saying, "We're looking into whether or not Hillary had classified documents on her email server." And then, and then 2 days after the fucking election, they're like, "Yeah, she didn't."
Shocking.
Yeah.
That man, like anybody, like people believe lies so easily now.
Yep.
They just believe them and nobody stops it. Well, I mean, like, Fox News would have to stop it.
That's fair. So a U.S. judge has thrown out former President Trump's lawsuit against Hillary Clinton, saying the former president, quote, is seeking to flaunt a 200-page political manifesto outlining his grievances against those who have opposed him. Also, quote, and this court is not the appropriate forum. Judge Donald Middlebrooks of the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida wrote. Middlebrooks said Trump exceeded the legal statute of limitations and that many of the statements the plaintiff characterizes as injurious falsehoods qualify as speech plainly protected by the First Amendment. Quote, at its core, the problem with plaintiff's amended complaint is that the plaintiff is not attempting to seek redress for any legal harm. Trump, in March, accused Clinton and dozens of other Democrats in a 108-page lawsuit working together to accuse him of colluding with Russia during the 2016 presidential election. Trump's suit said that Clinton, her campaign, the DNC, former FBI Director James fucking Comey, lurpy motherfucker, and others maliciously conspired to weave a false narrative. So Trump attorney Elena Haba said in a statement, we vehemently disagree with the opinion issued by the court today. Of course you do. But wait till you try and get paid, dummy. Not only, she continued, is it rife with erroneous applications of the law, says the dipshit lawyer that'll actually work for fucking Trump. But it also disregards the numerous independent governmental investigations which substantiate our claim that the defendants conspired to falsely implicate our client and undermine the 2016 presidential election. We will immediately move to appeal this decision, which is fine. But what I have to point out again is that the goddamn Mueller file didn't name him, but did implicate him in all of it. But didn't name him because of Department of Justice rules on going after sitting presidents. Right. And he said so. He said so out loud under oath. They're like, if I was going to let him off, if I was going to say he didn't do it, I would have done that. I would have said that. So I did what I could. I personally still think Mueller's a chicken shit piece of garbage.
President has too much power to not be. Also, there's a reason that the Ukraine got, like, Ukraine's not in NATO, and it's definitely not Hillary's fault or Hunter Biden's fault.
Yeah.
So
it might be Hunter Biden's fault.
Well, I mean,
I don't know what's on that laptop.
I mean, until
we find that laptop, how are we going to know?
I mean, there's probably documents somewhere in some.
It's probably pornography and an email list of people he could buy drugs from.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there is a reason that Ukraine is not in NATO, and it's definitely him.
Trump is where we're talking.
Trump, not Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden can live his own life. I don't fucking care.
Yeah, me either. Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon, I mean, what a piece of shit.
The giant zit that thinks his skin is more important than black people.
Yep.
Yes.
Charged with money laundering and conspiracy. Bannon, 68, arrived in court in handcuffs to a crowded arraignment in Manhattan's New York County Supreme Court Thursday afternoon, hours after surrendering to Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Moments before the controversial former White House advisor entered, Bannon remarked, they will never shut me up. They'll have to kill me first.
Bring back beheadings.
But inside, he shut up and no one killed him.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Darn.
All he did was acknowledge a judge's instructions. Six-count indictment charges Bannon with money laundering, conspiracy, scheming to defraud in his alleged role for the We Build the Wall, a group that raised $15 million to construct a barrier along the border with Mexico, but skimmed the donations.
Yep.
Look,
I gotta
I'm
live.
Shocked.
A man's
I'm
gotta live.
They would take that money from you.
It's a nonprofit. I've gotta live.
The group publicly told donors its president and CEO, Air Force veteran Brian Colfage, would not be compensated for his efforts, but Bannon allegedly arranged to pay him by moving money from the We Build the Wall through another company that he controlled, and then paid Colfage that way. Cole Fage previously pleaded guilty in the federal case. Only Bannon and the company were charged by the state. Bannon pleaded not guilty on Thursday. If convicted of the top charge, he faces a maximum of 5 to 15 years in prison. But this isn't really something that they throw you in prison for because it's a white-collar crime.
They throw you in Martha Stewart prison. Maybe one below.
Maybe what's below Martha Stewart?
You don't get a no, because she you don't get a bake.
Ah,
there you go. There you go.
Acting Supreme Court Justice Juan Merchan ordered Bannon to surrender his passports. Prosecutors argued he has the means and the disposition to flee, citing his recent unrelated contempt of Congress conviction for defying a subpoena related to the January 6th attack on the Capitol. The judge also warned Bannon that if he is willfully absent during the court proceedings, they will move forward without him.
Oh, no. That's not actually, that's not good, Bannon. That's not good. That just, ooh, that just, that makes you look more guilty, according to Trump.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your buddy.
Your pal. Greg Gutfeld, in trying, he's a piece of shit from Fox News, by the way.
Yeah. Soon to be on CNN.
Yeah, more than likely. But yeah, Gutfeld decided that in an effort to try and change the dialogue away from Trump and Bannon and all that kind of stuff would be to attack a little kid.
Oh, well, she's not a kid anymore, but still, you don't attack.
She's 5 foot 5. She's little.
I'm 5 foot 6, bro.
You're also little.
I
wouldn't attack you.
I'm the tallest of the women in my family.
Yeah, it's true. I remember that. They're all very short.
Yeah.
They're all very tiny. Well,
yeah, they all are. They're very short. They're average, actually.
As the tallest one, you're all. They're very short.
They're pretty average.
I am 3/4 of an inch taller than my sister.
I am an inch taller than the tallest one. Anyway, why doesn't he pick on a child? You're right.
Okay.
California is literally in a bad state, right? But how did it happen? That's the thing. And I have to look at this because my opinions have been shifting. It's not climate change that has done this. It's the climate change activists that poisoned the dialogue with hysteria for 30, 40, maybe 50 years. I mean, imagine if instead of crying wolf, they were talking wolf, right? It might have actually, if you remove the constant hyperbole, somebody like me would have actually been on your side. But I became so cynical and distrustful and alienated by these people that were constantly fear-mongering. I didn't trust them at all. And then I saw that the fear-mongering was becoming like a cash cow. You verbally. And then you have people like me who could not take the shrieking psycho brats, you know, like Greta Thunberg screaming at me. You know, she probably did more to undermine the green movement than Monsanto, because you can't take it seriously when you have a woman or a girl going, how dare you? How dare you? Well, how dare you?
Yeah, how dare women? How dare women? She's 19, by the way. But the fact that it's been going on 20, 30, 40 years, man, she wasn't alive, bro.
Yeah.
And, she wasn't alive.
By the way, Greg Gutfeld, fuck you. I just spent 2 weeks under a fucking heat dome roasting in this fucking state. And you're over here saying, well, you know, if they hadn't been crying wolf, if they'd been saying
talking wolf.
You were talking wolf, you hot-aired piece of shit. They were talking wolf. You were the ones denying it because your paymasters don't want the inconvenience of a little bit of money being taken away from them. They have to make their fucking money.
Listen.
Oh, you fucking asshole.
Like I constantly say, these people that make the rules, the Senate, they're not living for our future. They're living for their future. Their future is almost done. They don't care about global warming. For some reason, they want more money. I mean, like, I want more money, but they have enough.
Yeah.
And they keep getting more. But they're not living for our future. No offense to Biden, but, like, he's not even living for our future. And so, like, this is why everybody's like, oh, I'm okay with bipartisanship. It's like, fuck off, Biden. This is the kind of people that you're egging on.
So, sorry. With that said.
Also, piece of shit, it's pronounced Thunberg.
Also, Greta.
Not Thunberg, asshole.
Greg Gutfeld is a misogynistic piece of ass.
No, Martina Navratilova, threw out to the world the following. Greg Gutfeld is a misogynistic and not funny at all asswipe.
Yes. That's that is gold.
Over the net.
Bring back beheadings.
That is it. And so we're going to finish off today's news with Dr. Mehmet Oz.
Did you see everybody holding his signs when they take pictures of him? Because it says Oz, and but they turn it and turn say it. No.
Yep. If you're into cousins screwing the Unabomber, these Republican Senate nominees are for you.
Oh,
I mean, Rudy Giuliani's over there going, cousin screwing.
I've got to get more printer ink.
I'm into
this
that.
Why I joined the Republican Party.
Yeah. According to Wonkette, we thought for a minute, a brief moment, that Dr. Mehmet Oz had gotten a handle on his campaign for U.S. Senate. He'd progressed from comically out of touch crudité fancier to Trump-style stroke humor. He'd even attacked his Democratic opponent, John Fetterman, because he'd employed two black men who were falsely imprisoned for murder. That's just classic Republican race baiting right there.
Falsely.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Falsely. Yep. They had to, like, it probably took many years for them to get equipped. Like,
it took
get
them
out.
30 years. It took them over 30 years, each of them.
So...
And the fact that they probably couldn't, and once they got out, they couldn't have gotten
vote.
A job.
They probably couldn't vote for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all that. And so to have the governor actually take them in says more about that governor's character than yours, Mehmet Oz.
So speaking of old pieces of video that have gotten him in trouble, here's one from 2014 where Oz went on the Breakfast Club radio show and made it all weird.
Okay.
Okay, so he said, I can't stop smashing my cousin. We hooked up at a young age, and now in our 20s, she still wants it. No matter how much I want to stop, I always give it to her. Help me. Now, what advice would you give that person?
If you're more than a first cousin away, it's not a big problem.
Ooh. Okay, so second cousin.
You know, it's so funny because I knew that.
Yeah. How did you know that?
Because you smashed
the country. Third cousins.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's all good. Because if they say first cousins, you might end up with a kid with like Down syndrome or something.
Well, it's not that.
Wow. You,
every family has genetic strengths and weaknesses. Mm-hmm. And so the reason we naturally crave people who are not so like us is because you just have to mix the gene pool up a little bit. So that if I have one gene for, let's say, hemophilia, which is a classic example where you bleed a lot if you cut yourself. I don't want to marry a cousin who has the same hemophilia gene, because the chance of our child having both those genes is much higher.
Okay.
But for the vast majority of problems, that, you know, it's not an issue. But you know, that's why children, girls, don't like their father's smell.
Whoa.
Their hormones will actually repel their daughters because they're not supposed to be together.
Right.
Oh. And so our daughter will always, my daughters hate my smell.
Maybe you just smelled.
My wife doesn't mind my smell.
Maybe you just smell.
Take a shower, Dr. Oz.
What the fuck? Somebody stab him and see if he has hemophilia.
Yeah.
Like, somebody stab him multiple times and see. I don't condone that, but like, I'm not going to tell you to stop.
It's for science. It's for science.
It's for science. You know. Also, what? That's horrible. An ableist. Like, he is an ableist. We've already known that. But like, to vocally say, like, he's degrading Down syndrome people. Or anybody that has a Down syndrome child.
Which doesn't surprise me, because he's a bad doctor.
He's not a doctor. Oprah said, this is Dr. Oz, and just like, this is Dr. Phil. No, I could be Dr. Hunsaker, or nope, Stapleton. I could be a doctor right now if I just put it in front of my name.
You're always going to be a doctor to me.
I know.
That's what I'm going to call you from now on, Doc.
Thank you.
You bet.
Anyway, sorry.
No,
I just think that
he's... You got a PhD in sass.
He is just an ableist piece of shit that... Apparently, you know, I can't even say about like the third cousin thing because my great grandparents were, but like, that's one of my
grandparents. This is Utah, man. We got cousin smashing going on all over the place. There's nothing you can do about it.
I mean, but my great grandma's name is Aura Loy Oleroyd, and like, you can't be mad about that. Where I got my middle name, which I gave to Della.
It's like you would say that with your mouth full of marbles.
Aura Loy Oleroyd.
Yeah.
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 Anyway, but he's a piece of shit, ableist, that misogynist, racist. He's not going to win.
So what we're going to do.
Oh, don't count him out.
I just don't.
He is running in Pennsylvania. full of racist inbreeders. Yeah.
Not it's gonna, in Scranton. He could win. But he just made a fun of inbreeders.
Yep.
That's, well, he did in 2014.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They're not that.
I don't know.
They love pretending that kind, like, they love that kind of history instead of the new stuff. Like, they don't like what happens today.
No. But yeah, I gotta lean towards Fetterman as well. The only problem I see for Fetterman is when they do their debate, one of the post stroke symptoms is an auditory muddling. Much like seeing, which we'll talk about on Patreon, much like seeing a concert at the Vivint Arena. And so I know that he's worried about that a little bit. But otherwise, yeah, I'm leaning Fetterman on that one as well. Just because if nothing else, the fucking veggie tray did it. When he's standing there with the veggie tray, he's like, crudite, veggie tray.
He's not a doctor. Oprah said he wasn't. I'm still mad.
Okay, I'm looking that one up. So we're about to go over and do Patreon right now. I hope that you'll come over and join us at patreon.com/defenmedia.
Will we talk about Sarah Palin?
Yes. DEFEN Media. That's where all the good stuff happens every week that we record. We fill Patreon with special content that you can't get anywhere else that we are on. And it's news. I found it in the world. So can you. It's not that
Don't
hard.
Don't tell them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, only me. Only me.
We're really good Googlers.
Thanks, Doc.
Dr. Taylor.
Hey, if you pop over to theleftshow.com, scroll over there to the sidebar, you'll see a t-shirt. Click on that t-shirt, and that'll take you to a place where you can buy t-shirts and other shit. I saw another t-shirt from our store out in the wild. Purple. Says woke right across the chest. It was beautiful. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Majestic is what it was.
I'm going to buy one.
Brilliant.
Cody was majestic. I don't care if he did have a cold. Majestic you looked, Cody. Regardless, thanks for listening. JC, Taylor, Dr. Taylor.
Thank you.
I appreciate you very much. You guys being on the show. Patreon.com. Just do me a favor and do what the British lady says.
If you've made it this far, you might as well join us on Patreon. Patreon.com/defenmedia. This episode and more always available at www.theleftshow.com.